Well, now this is a message for Boris Johnson, and I've just looked at your message of thanks which you've given on the internet to the National Health Service, which is very welcome. I'm a doctor of 31 years since I qualified. I'm a doctor who has worked in the National Health Service. I'm currently self-isolating, but I have very much been involved until then with looking after coronavirus patients. And I want to say that many Christians were praying for you, Boris. And we do give thanks to God for your recovery, and we believe this to be in the nation's best interests. The nation needs strong leadership at this time. And we'll continue to pray for you. We'll continue to pray for your full recovery at this time. However, some things have concerned me. And the first thing is this, that the Bible says that unto the Lord belongs deliverance from death. And whilst giving thanks to the National Health Service, you haven't given thanks to Almighty God. And yet people have been praying for you, and no doubt without any doubts whatsoever, it's God who holds your breath in his hands. In fact, that's what we read in the book of Daniel, isn't it? And we would say, if you haven't given thanks, the God who holds your breath in his hands, you have not honoured. You say that the NHS is full of love, but every day 800 children are killed, unborn children, and it's because we don't love them. Because if we loved those children, we would never kill them in our hospitals. And we forget that it's God who himself is behind the coronavirus outbreak, because God is sovereign over the heavens and the earth, and nothing like this could happen without him. And my fear is that when we fail to give thanks to God for his deliverances from death, we make our sins worse, we compound our sins. God is the God who's given us the National Health Service, and he's been very gracious to us because he's allowed us to have this organisation which has healed many, which has saved my life on several occasions. And yet we continue to use it as a means of destruction. I'm going to read here on my phone two verses. And these verses are from Jeremiah. First of all, Jeremiah 2:34. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. And then Jeremiah 19:4. Because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. Both verses they're talking about the blood of the innocents. And I'd like to draw, Mr. Johnson, your attention to the account of wicked King Manasseh in the Old Testament. He was a man who, it was said, filled Jerusalem with innocent blood from end to end during his wickedness and during his rule. He also filled his nation with the blood of the innocents, as our nation is being filled with the blood of the innocents now. And God humbled him right into the dust, humbled him, and he repented of his wickedness, and he spent the rest of his life trying to undo the wickedness that he had done and acknowledging the sovereignty of Almighty God. But what about you, Mr. Johnson? Because there is a God in heaven and earth, a God to whom we must give an account. I'm told, I remember a certain preacher who was much used by God saying after the 1987 storm, which I know that you will remember also, Mr. Johnson. I know where I was in Flat Calm in the Outer Hebrides at the time, but you'll remember the 1987 storm. Well, this preacher said that the day before, Mrs. Thatcher had said, "We've made Britain great, we did it by our strength." And the following day it was as though God just went, "Pfft." And those of us who saw that storm, well, I didn't see it because I was in the Outer Hebrides, those of us who saw that know very well what happened. And God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, the Bible says, also shall he reap. We're a nation under the reproach of sin. We're a nation under the wrath of God, under the judgment of God. And right now at this time, our well-being not only depends upon the dedication of people in the NHS and what the NHS is able to do for us, it depends upon the hand of Almighty God. If we give thanks to God and we cry out to him and we repent of our sin, maybe he will turn and heal us and restore us. But if we refuse to give thanks to God, if we don't recognize his hand in this, if we don't repent of our sins and we don't cry out to him, then all of our trust in the NHS becomes provocation to him. And just as I mentioned the storm of 1987, Mr. Johnson, I'm really concerned because you said that the NHS is unbeatable. And if you do not give thanks to Almighty God, you are laying down the gauntlet to Almighty God. And God may be gracious to us, he may overlook your comments, but because you are in such a position of authority and power, God may well take that as a challenge. And we need to turn, Mr. Johnson, when somebody is humbled, when they're facing death, very often people will think about the things of God And I wonder if you thought about the things of God. And people will think about the things of eternity and what would happen to them if they die. And the Bible does tell us that after death comes judgment. But if we learn wisdom, we learn that we must prepare for that day. And we need to repent of our sins and turn to Jesus. If you had followed the example of King Manasseh, you would be telling the whole world about what God had done for you, about what the Lord Jesus Christ had done to you, because he's God, he's the second person of the Holy Trinity. And he's the one who forgives sins, he's the one that takes away sins because of his death on the cross of Calvary, and he's the one who gives life, which is proven by his resurrection. Mr. Johnson, I fear that without you giving thanks to God for your deliverance from death, you are making the situation in our nation worse. Now, I continue to thank God for the National Health Service. I continue to thank God for the courage and interventions of doctors and nurses and many other staff, as you mentioned, in our hospitals. But if we forget God as a nation, we cannot escape our accountability for the shedding of innocent blood that is still going on in our hospitals every day. And you yourself, Mr. Johnson, are responsible for this. Your government has made it easier to get abortions in the time of coronavirus. And you yourself must carry responsibility for that and one day stand before God and give an account to him for that. There is only one means that we can escape individually or as a nation, and that is when we acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to repent of our sin and turn to Jesus Christ. That's where we find eternal life. The NHS can prolong sometimes our lives in this world, but one day we must die, and after death we must stand before God. There is eternal life and eternal damnation, Mr. Johnson. Also, we have a national church, and that national church should be preaching faithfully the word of God. And as somebody who has political authority in our land, it would be appropriate and fitting to instruct the Church of England to perform its duty before God to teach faithfully and unswervingly the word of God, the Bible, to our nation once more. So, Mr. Johnson, I thank God for your recovery. I will continue to pray for your full recovery. But I tremble at the thought of God, what God will do if we continue to rebel against him and we continue to lay down our confidence in the flesh, confidence in what we can do, and our rejection of his authority over us, and especially of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only saviour of the world. Mr. Johnson, I hope you'll hear this. I hope you'll take it to note. I hope you'll do what King Manasseh did, wicked King Manasseh, who repented and became better King Manasseh. And I hope that you'll spend the rest of your days now acknowledging God's goodness to you, thanking the eternal God through Jesus Christ, his Son, and seeking to undo all the wickedness that is going on in this nation. Nothing less than this is what God requires of you. Now, I thank God for your recovery.